The main issue Dr. Kevin Sabat sees is that many forms of marijuana are now much more potent. The former White House Office of National Drug Control Policy Advisor notes marijuana found in edibles like cookies, candy, lollipops, gummies, and soda is higher and in some cases contains up to 90% THC, while high potency is defined as 15 to 20%. He adds that regular high-potency marijuana users are 5 times more likely to develop psychosis compared to 3 times more likely regular users of lower-potency marijuana of the past. Sabat says in states where marijuana is legal, his group, The Smart Approach to Marijuana, sees huge increases in workplace drug positives.
Most of the time, the levels detected are closer to more recent use, maybe 1 week. We're not talking about someone who, you know, occasionally uses and then once a month, they use it once a month and then they happen to be tested, you know, 29 days later. That's a huge myth when it comes to testing that it's like that. But marijuana continues to be the most common drug found across all workforce categories.
Sabat says studies show that marijuana users have 55% more industrial accidents at work, 85% more injuries, and a 75% higher absenteeism rate. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.